It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Mornings are sure busy around here, and David, I'm sure for you and you out there, they are pretty busy. I would love some great advice on making a more simple morning routine that definitely involves some healthy things to make us all feel better.
Feel better, deal with our hectic lifestyles. And I got to tell you, today's guest, I'm so excited. Her name is Brooke Griffin. You probably already recognize it, but she's not only a fitness expert, she's been featured in GQ, Oxygen Women's Fitness, Natural Muscles, Status Magazine, Red Book, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I got to tell you, she has her own website. She is known as Skinny Mom. Her website's skinnymom.com. Brooke, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
On this end, you got Fat Dad.
That's not true.
Okay, well, I'm losing weight. How about medium-sized dad?
Over here you've got curvy but fit mom. How's that?
Yeah. So I feel like we're on a CB, and most of our listeners probably have no idea what a CB is, but that tells you my age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we'll run out of time if I don't get moving. So let's talk for a minute. You've got all kinds of suggestions of healthy foods that we can incorporate into our diet for a healthy hair, skin, body, and some of you even said that they could be turned into the on-the-go breakfast. I mean, tell me about that.
Yes.
What kind of foods, and how do I make my life easy in the mornings?
Absolutely. What could be better, right, than beauty from the inside out? We definitely
exactly.
have some great options. So when you start the morning, we're all busy, and we have tons of smoothie options, and you want to pack them. A couple of the power foods I love to encourage moms to eat, blueberries. Number one, anti-aging. It's been proven to really reverse the some of the signs of anti-aging, and it's the number one antioxidant. So you want to pack those smoothies with blueberries. And then an ingredient that we don't think about often going in smoothies is spinach. And it's one of those ingredients it's hard to get the kids to eat too, but you can put spinach in your smoothies on the go, and it's such a great source of vitamins, potassium, and it's really good for the eyes too. And then
yeah, it's great stuff. I use that in my smoothies, yes, too. And you can, you know, get it in there for your kids.
Absolutely, the green smoothies. And then one that's overlooked, and I don't think we talk enough about it, is actually walnuts. And walnuts is just a great omega-3 fatty acid. You hear that all the time. That's such a buzzword. But it's so good for your hair, your nails, and just really strong bones. So we encourage, you know, putting some of those in. And, of course, there's the other dairy products such as yogurt, eggs. And then one of my favorite is tomatoes. And it's because of the lycopene in tomatoes that they're really good. So we talk all the time on Skinny Mom that, you know, making the smoothies is a great option, but you can also combine a lot of these ingredients for a healthy lunch that you can, you know, as you're packing your lunch and heading out the door, just trying to, you know, really include these, you know, power foods, if you want to call them, into your diet every day, because not only are you going to feel the benefits, but they're really going to help how you look and you age in the future too.
Okay, I agree with your choices, but talk to me for a minute, because I'm a person, if it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to drink it. And when you started saying spinach, I was going to interrupt and ask you, are you juicing these? But as you added walnut, tomato, eggs, is this something you're doing in just like a blender?
Yeah, so one of, you know, our favorite, so the spinach, believe it or not, once you mix that, you can do the blueberries and some pineapple, or you could do blueberries and banana, and then just take a handful of that spinach, pop that in the blender. You're not even going to know the spinach is in there. And I know it sounds crazy, but you've got to try it. Yeah, you won't
know.
But,
okay.
Yeah, you'll see it because it's going to be green, but you're not even going to taste the spinach.
Okay, no, I'm fine. As long as it's not all stringy in it, you're saying it'll break up. But okay, some of these recipes, do you have on your website?
Yeah, there's an amazing, this is one of our top features. It's called Healthy Skin Spinach Salad Recipe. And it's up, actually, it's a feature today on the website. And it actually packs all of, you know, these ingredients that we're talking about for this delicious salad. Again,
okay, into a salad.
A great recipe.
But you also have the smoothie recipes up in the mornings, correct?
Yes, yeah, we've got those up today, too.
Okay, because I got to tell you, I do every day have a smoothie or shake, whatever you want to call it, and I try new recipes to incorporate different things. But you've just hit on several things I've never tried. But if you tell me you can make them taste good, I will follow your recipe. I invite our listeners to, because this will be a fun challenge, Lisa, for you and I.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, challenge for me.
I'm a smoothie-aholic, though. I was about to say, I drink those kinds of smoothies all the time. Sorry, David, it's a challenge for you.
No, it's true.
Challenges are good.
Okay, let's continue talking about morning, because for our listeners, again, go to skinnymom.com, look at the recipes and try them. And while Lisa lives this lifestyle and I'm learning it, I'm going to try it and I'm going to mention it in a future show. But talk to us also in the morning. You talk about it's important to use SPF in the morning as part of your makeup routine. And I agree in SPF. I agree in avoiding the sun. But you're saying make it part of your makeup routine. How so? Why? Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, I think especially with going back to school and as a lot of the temperature changes for a lot of us, you know, here across the states, we forget because it's getting cooler, so we don't always think to put the sunscreen on. So if you can make it a habit of applying just, you know, an SPF of at least 15 on before you put your moisturizer on or get in the habit before you put your foundation on, you'll just never forget it. And it's such, you know, I mean, I would say that that's not my number one beauty tip, is to include an SPF. And they've made them now where they've combined them with great moisturizers, or there's even tinted versions to where you can get away without even having to put, you know, a foundation on if you're running the kids to school or running out with errands or running out to do some errands or something like that. So just making it a part of your morning routine will just turn into the habit, so you'll never forget to keep it on.
Yeah, that is so true, Brooke. I love my tinted moisturizer, and it has the SPF, so I always put it on. And then sometimes I'll put a little makeup over it. Sometimes I don't. Depends if I want, you know, lighter or heavier coverage, but it's definitely a great habit to get into.
Okay, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to surprise you. I do a lot of videos. So when I was on Fox, when I shoot videos and all, we did some even Friday, they use makeup, obviously, for underneath the lights. And you know what they used as a primer? Was an SPF sunscreen. And I didn't understand why, but it was amazing.
Well, that's a great tip for me, too. So they actually used it as a primer then.
It was, and I was kind of shocked by it, but it allowed them to set the makeup better, and it lasted, seemed to, longer while we were under lights. We shot a ton of videos on Friday. It was a long day, and it lasted, so even as a guy, I can now tell you.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, and a tip that I just recently came across, and a makeup artist was actually doing my makeup and told me, is that you should always limit hot showers and baths to under 15 minutes, as the hot water can strip your skin, and I was unaware of that, because I like to linger in the shower before getting out and put my SPF on, so that was just a tip, too. So I've learned something new today from you. Great.
Yeah. Well, good. Okay, now talk to me. My hair is thinning. I hate to admit it. My body's growing and my hair is thinning. But for our listeners with beautiful hair, okay, talk to me about what they can do to create a hairdo that they can sleep on and then easily redo in the morning. Because a lot of our listeners are in a hurry and have active lives and families. But what can you suggest?
Well, I think the number one tip for all of us moms out there is wash your hair the night before if you can, because it does take so much time to dry. And then one of the things I love to do if your hair's a little bit longer is you can place it in a nice tight bun and sleep on it. And then when you take it out, it just kind of has some natural waves to it. Put a little bit of product in it and you know, just kind of pin it back, and you've got a look that doesn't look as bedhead crazy. It actually looks like a really nice style that you're going out, you know, in the morning that only takes less than 5 minutes. So that's probably my favorite hairdo that I can just kind of, I guess, roll out of bed in, and it looks styled.
Oh, I love you know, Brooke, we should be best friends, because everything you say, I already do. So I'm like, I love this woman.
Well,
she's so smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, and then, some great tips. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, and so if you get on the website and I love to curl my hair. You'll probably see that in most of the pictures. And so we actually did a tutorial that went crazy on Pinterest about the curling of the hair. So one of our secrets is this dry shampoo, or you can use baby powder. And so, I don't know if you guys have, I don't know if you've tried it or not, but with your thinning hair, probably not. But the dry shampoo or baby powder.
But we're going to run out of time here. What I'm going to do is invite our listeners to go check you out on your website. And as you mentioned, Pinterest, you're on all the social media. It's skinnymom.com and all the social media /skinnymom. I want to thank you for all the tips today, Brooke. And we're going to have you back, because this was a lot of fun. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.